Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting second. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting third. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dutch Hoffman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Weiland. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Weiland. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ray Gardner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel strikes out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Averill fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Averill. Reynolds moves to third. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields it and throws to home. Sewell drops the ball. Reynolds scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires scoops it up and throws to first, with Weiland covering, for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Averill reaches second base with a double. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two. With the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lind reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr misplays the ball. That's an error on Kerr. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner bunts towards third. Kerr fields it and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to second. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kerr fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lind. The throw from Kraus and he is out, Sissel applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Kraus reaches second base with a double. Bob Weiland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiland strikes out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Kraus moves to third. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards short. Gardner can't make a play. That's a base hit. Kraus scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 1 in the game. Shires hits a pop-up towards short. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kraus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a pop-up towards third. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca bunts towards third. Kerr fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to third. Averill moves to second. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Sewell scores. Averill scores. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 0 in the game. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Dan Dugan now pitching. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 1 in the game. Lind hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morgan tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gardner. The throw from Krause and he is out, Kerr applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Krause hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dan Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan strikes out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 2 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudlin strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0 for 2 in the game. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jamison who is chasing the ball. Reynolds reaches third base with a triple. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 2 in the game. Shires hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reynolds tags and scores. One out. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground for a single. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell moves to third. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fonseca. The throw from Krause and he is safe. Fonseca steals second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Krause hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lind reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Lind hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Whatwood who is chasing the ball. Sewell reaches third base with a triple. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hudlin hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-1 in the game. Dugan strikes out. Sewell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Dugan out. 1 out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-3 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Averill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fonseca. The throw from Krause and he is out, Sissel applying the tag. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Shires hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler pinch hits for Dutch Hoffman. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a fly ball towards center. Averill settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Averill. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-3 in the game. Com hits a pop-up towards short. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Metzler moves to third. Doug Tate pinch hits for John Kerr. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Tate reaches second base with a double. Metzler scores. There goes Whatwood trying to get to home. Averill throws the ball into Lind, who relays the ball to Sewell, who tags Whatwood, who came all the way from first, for the out. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 4, Indians, 4. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Alex Metzler now playing left field. Frank Sagaf was now playing second base. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lind hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-3 in the game. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Krause hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-2 in the game. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-4 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0 for 4 in the game. Jamison hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sagafa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Shires strikes out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whatwood, who is chasing the ball. Fonseca reaches third base with a triple. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Fonseca scores. Score that a fielder's choice. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.